Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. I want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors: Par Hopper Golf Apparel, Two Pilots Distillery, Nobles Networking, Project Canine Hero, Mega Knife Co. on Instagram, Gridiron Coffee. Go look up the folks at Creative Vets. They're not a sponsor on the show, but we absolutely love what they do. Thank you to Mr. Jesse Wayne Taylor for our intro. Special thank you to Mr. Bruce Thompson, who's running for Labor Commissioner here in the state of Georgia. Y'all please go check him out. And our management and distribution company, Red Circle. Thank you for a little change in my pocket. What? Is it what?
What's that song?
What song? I can't hear what song it is. I got it turned down so low. But anyway, Dustin Heron's here being a dick.
If a beer could make it better.
If a beer could make it better. I didn't hear what the fuck it was. Anywho, me and Dustin ain't been too long got back from the beach together. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today and bullshit. Probably going to, you know, talk shit about Lee Tucker too at some point in time. Why are you shaking your head?
I don't know how I can fit Lee Tucker into the beach story. He wasn't there.
I don't know how we can fit Lee Tucker in anything. Tucker, I love you.
Whenever we find a knife in the back of your head, we know who it was.
Oh, he definitely murdered me.
He's definitely going to.
Can you imagine that?
He's at least going to hit you with a Ninja Turtle shell.
Oh, you want to fucking get him mad. Oh, that's all right, you know.
Play golf one time and he gets mad at me.
Plays golf one time and gets all tuckered out. He is going to fucking despise us. Anyway, Dustin, for those who don't know, he just had an album come out. What are you doing?
Are we turning that down or are we going to leave it on the whole time?
The radio?
Yeah.
When you play, we're going to turn it off. Oh, okay. It kills the dead noise in the background.
I got you. I didn't understand what we're doing.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now you're good, punkin'.
I don't do this every day.
I know. It's okay. Leave it to the professionals. this is going to be interesting today. Dustin just had an album come out. Not an EP, as he's said to me several times. An album called Acquired Taste. He's been working on it for a long time, and I fucking love it. And everybody that we shared it with loves it. What are you doing?
I can't hear because I'm hearing, all I'm hearing is music.
All you hear is music.
That's all I was trying to say.
Oh.
If you want to start the whole thing over, let's
No, we don't have to start the whole thing over. It's fun where you fuck up.
I haven't fucked up. It's just all I can hear is
Well, there's my fucking phone. I couldn't find. There. Are you
can have it on, but it's just loud to me.
Oh, because you're on that side of the room. Okay. You know what? Fuck it. It'll just be like it is now. It's not going to sound bad.
Turn it on.
Turn it down. It is down.
That's as low as it goes?
I mean, if you'll take your ass up there and you'll pull, like, lower it a little bit.
I'm just going to sing along in my head.
You're just going to sing along with
you? That's the thing. I'm just singing along with myself.
If you can't tell, and you're not supposed to be able to tell because it's supposed to be so faint, I got dust and stuff playing in the background from iTunes. So if y'all haven't heard any of this stuff besides
this name of the game, which is the underground song that is the most popular song. I can't go anywhere and people are like, you that dude with the name of the game song? I'm telling my dude, break hearts, dude, do it. I'm like, that's really not what it was about. It was about me apologizing, but.
Fuck apologizing. Let them take it how they want to take it.
That's what she said.
Wow. We're going to have a good time tonight. If you can't tell, maybe a shot of tequila, a couple shots of Crown. And we're over full-blown exhaustion now, though, right?
I'm over that, yeah. I took 3 days off. Not from life, but from my life. And it's been cool. I've had a good time.
I'm glad you...
It only took 4 hours to get here, and I'm like, 4 hours?
Yeah.
That's nothing. 4 hours is nothing.
I'm getting to be bad about that. Somebody will be like, hey, I live 4 or 5 hours away. I'm like, that ain't shit now. That's really not... You just came back from Texas, too. And how long was that drive?
All I know is I spent like $5,000 and I made like $200.
Wow.
If that lets you know how much money you make versus how much you spend.
How the fuck did you spend $5,000?
You know how much gas is right now?
Oh, well, that's true. Unky Biden is really fucking us.
I exaggerated on the $5,000.
I was wondering.
But it'll break your heart. Hey, I filled up in nowhere, Albany, Georgia. I got $65 worth of gas.
Yeah.
In like a little Toyota type tank. I got 3/4.
Yeah, I did 50 last night to go ride dirt roads in my 4Runner, half tank.
Yeah. So we drive the same vehicle basically. And that's dumb, dude. They say it's gonna get to $6 a gallon.
If it gets to $6 to a gallon, I'm finna turn into Mike Concho and start spreading my butt cheeks apart on the internet. Because I can't afford that shit.
Either that or we're going to sit still and bring the party to us.
Yeah, we'll see how good that fucking works. It has took everything. I'm so glad, by the way, before we get into like you playing anything or bullshitting some more, you're playing Eddie's Addict on Saturday. And is it Marietta or Atlanta?
It's Atlanta, but they call it Decatur.
Decatur. So, if y'all are hearing this, this episode is going to come out tomorrow morning, which is Thursday.
Thursday, right?
Yeah. So, we'll be up there at Eddie's Addict, and Miss Lindsay's playing with you, right?
Miss Lindsay Hinkle.
She's a badass,
my Alabama girl.
She's a badass.
She is probably one of the toughest bitches you ever going to meet. Her voice, her songs, her attitude, and she has a long history at Eddie's Addict. She has a big following. It's been a while since she's been back up there, and this is her headlining event. She was just courteous enough to include me as a supporting act, and what little bit of folks I have in Atlanta are going to show up, and we're going to try to sell it out. We're at 60% right now, so if we can just get that last 40.
We're gonna make.
I don't know if I need to wash cars out front or what I need to do. Bring all the boys to the yard or whatever.
Put your little banana hammock on. You'll be good to go.
Well, she's gonna bring the ladies. That's for sure.
I imagine she is.
She is, and I'm gonna do my best to fill the rest of the room.
And none of them are gonna be interested.
Not for
me,
but I got good looking hair, so.
I don't know if you shave your face real good, you might.
I'll get you there. I bet you. I bet you come.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Ah, you said be there, though.
Right.
Good catch.
Be there.
Hey, by the way, did you know, for once, I'm actually buying you a room?
Oh, are you?
I haven't done that for you ever. I bought you some rounds of golf and stuff like that, but you don't ever let me buy hotel rooms because you're always like, nah. You're like, nah, dude, don't ruin your credit on this.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen in here.
There might be a very provocative young lady that wants to come back later on, and I don't like.
Well, I've already talked to the concierge, and they said no more than 3 at a time. So
I'm not Lee Tucker, motherfucker. I can't pull 3 at one time. Boy, remind me when we get done.
You got to tell me that story. I'm proud of that.
Lee Tucker?
Three at one time?
Yeah.
Three women at
Mark,
one time.
Mark Oriott told the story the other night in here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
You know what? I think I can. No, I can't.
So anyway, the point of the story was, you got a room in a really fancy part of Atlanta.
Well, now, thank you.
How are we going to get there? Also, I'm going to need background check information, social security number, that kind of stuff. That's you already gave me your tag number. What flagged
you. As long as you don't ask for anything from the health department, I'll give it to you. I don't.
First of all, you know good and well you ain't been in the health department.
Rich, I stop in Macon, Bibb County every time I leave Nashville on the way back home. I don't do
you
it.
You got to give it 48 hours to incubate. Ain't you learned anything?
I lie every time I go in there. I'm just like, look, just go ahead and give me a shot. Give me some antibiotics. Prevention's better than anything.
That boy said, go ahead, give me the booster.
That is, hey.
We don't have the COVID. Oh, that ain't the booster I'm talking about, babe.
No. I need the. I need everything. Just throw smallpox in that bitch, monkeypox, whatever it all is right. Now.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's a fun joke. So I've been working on this boat that I bought.
I saw it today.
Yeah. Hey, you should have seen this aluminum boat I bought before. It was bad, really bad. When I initially saw it, I said, "Oh, ain't that bad." My buddy said, "Hey, man, it might have a weak floor." I picked up, a starter battery. Any batteries are kind of heavy. I set it over there on the inside of that carpet on that floor. Kaboom! Straight to the bottom. Anyway, so I done cleaned it up. Going to be all aluminum. I'm going to name it Tin Cup. You ever watched the movie Tin Cup?
Dude, that's one of those that I literally watch.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I watch it all the time.
So going back to your health department thing, the Tin Cup line that always comes up is he said, she said, "What's the problem, Roy?" He said, "I got the shanks."
Yeah.
She goes, "Are you taking penicillin?" There's a glitch in my swing.
There's always a glitch in my. That is really what about Kevin Costner in anything. You ever seen For the Love of the Game?
That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that movie. There's really nothing that dude has ever been in that I hadn't been like.
The
I really
fact that
this
I remember
guy.
When. Facebook first came out, they had that, because they were kind of copying the MySpace model.
Yeah.
It was like favorite movies. Mine was Tin Cup, For the Love of the Game, Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, now you look back at it, Tombstone.
Absolutely.
Now, Kevin Costner wasn't in Tombstone, but he was in Wide Earp.
Wide Earp.
So...
You ever, and he's also in, I don't know if you saw the series that was on TV. It's Hatfield and McCoy's.
I haven't because I've never had the time to dedicate to watch it.
It's good.
And that's real shit.
Yeah, it's real weird how it started, too. It started off with a fucking stolen pig. And because of a stolen pig, like literally families were massacred.
So when Lee Tucker gets mad about chicken nuggets,
it could
actually happen.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do tonight when you insult Lee, you could start a big battle between Macon and Hazelhurst.
Well, the battle that's going to happen between me and Lee Tucker will be if one of our female friends is ever not married. Like, we've said this in a group text with her and be like, look, if you ever mess around and get divorced, me and Lee Tucker's friendship will end because we will battle to the death over you.
Like a specific woman or just
no anyone? Her. Yeah, like her in general.
Oh, there's a woman.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
you know.
No,
who it
I
is.
Don't want to talk about that. I really don't.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
What happens in Georgia stays in Georgia.
Yeah, that's fine.
With all Georgia people.
Yeah, and Lee Tucker will be buried there if you fuck around and find out.
Yeah. Well, fuck Kathleen. That's all I got to say about that.
This song's about a boy from Hazelhurst, Georgia.
That's going to be the greatest opening line ever.
And you know what I thought would be great with it, too? Even though we're kind of exposing a little bit of it now. This song's about a boy from Hazelhurst, Georgia. But as soon as you say Hazelhurst, Georgia, have like 10 of us laughing at the same time. Like everybody like put a little theatrics to it.
So do we need to set it to the tune of the other one or a completely different melody?
I think it'd be something completely different.
You don't want to do a parody like
I mean, if it was
Amish Paradise
maybe,
versus Gangster Paradise?
Maybe. We could go, oh, man.
No, it wouldn't match up. Probably match up.
No, because oh, my God. I can only imagine Because, like, I've said the idea to a couple people to see what they thought, see if he would get super mad about it. And they were like, he's either going to really fucking love it, or he's probably going to come burn your fucking house down.
You know, no one has ever loved me enough to roast me or do something fun like that.
Yeah.
So, I would laugh my ass off. Now, given I need to be back on my medication for at least 30-day period, I don't know how many times he's been to the gym this week. If he's off his schedule, he might not be into it.
Oh, let's not talk about the gym.
That lets you know he's on his schedule.
He is on his schedule. That him bobbing his ass in that pool.
He just got back from Vegas. They don't tell how much money he just won either, by the way.
They did not touch a casino.
What?
You didn't, like, he's pretty much decided.
Well, we were down there, and I had that family stuff and all that, so we were doing Memorial Day, so I have no idea.
Did you ever end up seeing the video of the little boy waving at you on stage?
I saw the little kid dancing.
You haven't seen the video of the little boy waving at you?
Like I said, I can't take the video and play the songs and capture it.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, appreciate you getting a picture of me, like, looking all good and shit that last day on the beach with my blue jeans on by accident because I read the wrong fucking text message from you. Like, when I nobody got a picture of me with blue jeans on, cowboy hat, looking like a snack, just sitting there in the beach.
Wait, are you being facetious, or did I actually take a good picture?
No, no one took a picture of me. I took a picture of everyone. And I was like, you know what? One of my friends would be like, Josh is looking good today. Josh is looking good. Let's take a picture. Let's take a candid shot of him.
You know, here's the deal. I got plenty of pictures of you. I just didn't think you wanted those pictures.
Yeah.
I'll airdrop to him.
Airdrop. Well, hold on. Let me find this. Because I made a TikTok of it. But especially, y'all make sure if y'all haven't already, go follow Dustin on TikTok and Instagram. It's Dustin Heron Music, I think, on both of them, isn't it?
Yes.
Let me pull this up. But no, at the very end of this, because you had such shitty service. Now, every one of us has such shitty service.
It wasn't that it was bad service. It showed that you had like four bars. But when there's like 4,000 people in that many square miles or something, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Oh, yes, this one right here. In this house, we dance. So hold on. Keep watching till the very end of it. The very end of this video is awesome. And now I'm sitting here talking about service.
Now that's shitty service.
That is shitty service. Because there it goes. But if y'all haven't watched this, y'all make sure y'all go follow him on Instagram and TikTok.
So there's the sticker part.
Yeah.
And then there's a little
youngin'. Yeah, keep watching. Keep watching. There's more. See, it keeps going. It keeps going. But the last thing, because you try to mount me there.
No, that's where I was telling you.
Yeah, no, I saw what you did. What a good nap you took on the beach, by the way. That's me and you arguing about your granddaddy's golf ball.
Golf ball? That was a very important golf ball.
Macy bitching at you. This right here, watch this little boy.
Oh, that's so cute. You need to screenshot that.
Yeah. I saved the whole video for you. I didn't realize you didn't see the end of it.
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you shared it on Instagram, I saw that you only saw like the first part of it. You never saw the second part of it. So that's what I was like. He never saw that little boy waving at him.
That makes it worth it sometimes.
Hey, look, that was one of the coolest things about being down there too. And I was trying to explain this to somebody. Like, you had families, not just like adults coming to listen. You had like little kids coming around listening to your music and everything and all that good shit. And it was fucking adorable.
Well, those youngins don't remember you necessarily what song you sang, but they remember that you gave them a sticker.
Yeah.
Or you were that guy last time that gave me that dog shirt, you know, stuff like that. And I didn't intend it to be that way. It just works out.
That's one reason why I like you like so much, and not just because we're buddies. It's we both got friends that I shouldn't say friends, because all my friends do this. There's acquaintances that ask me to like go to their stuff a good bit. I don't mind going to yours. I love going to yours. Blaine's, Justin's, Lee's, Dukesy's, like anybody like that, because it's the way you give back. It's the way you pay attention to the people that's supporting you. A lot of folks that have asked me to like come be part of some of the shit that they do. I'll go watch them one time, and it's just like the second they get off stage, they're all about them. Or even when they're up there, not paying attention to, I don't know. See, it aggravates me sometimes. You don't have, there's not, you, as much shit as I give you, going to watch you, and like the way that you act and the way you treat people is the way that I wish everybody treated people. Like, it's cool to watch you, like, interact with them kids.
Well, you know, Josh, when there's only four people at your show.
Oh, it's, fuck it's you. Whatever.
Okay.
I say this is what happens. This is why I'm not nice to you.
I know. I just, I mean, I don't know how to take any kind of compliment or anything. But, man, I mean, I just try to remember what it was like when I was a little kid or something. And, like, it didn't take that long. And I don't think that. Some of the people that don't get the opportunity to, maybe they don't realize how important it is. Maybe they're so busy or something, they don't get to hear the stories, or they don't check their own messages, or they don't run their own social media. They don't get to see those messages that come through. Whereas I do. My phone beeps and it's somebody who's like, thank you so much for taking the time to give my kid a koozie and blah, 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 and here's his picture, you know? Then I get to share that, and then that kid's like, he gets to go to school on Monday and be like, I took a picture with a country star, you know.
Yeah.
To them, they don't know the difference whether I'm Garth Brooks or, you know,
Lee
Adam
Tucker.
Southcat. But you know what?
He could be here
if
in
Lee
all
Tucker,
fairness.
If Lee Tucker would just get out and play shows, I just don't know why he doesn't do it. To this day, it infuriates
you
me.
You don't know why he doesn't do it?
He don't want to. I know he don't want to. But like I've told him 1,000 times. If you ain't gonna do country music, at least do stand-up comedy. Then you can drink, smoke cigarettes, do whatever, and still do your job.
He's the funniest son of a bitch I ever been around in my life. When he gets on a roll,
when he's on a good roll, that is the funniest person I've ever been in my life. He makes you feel good about yourself,
damn right,
while
does.
Making fun of you about yourself.
That's why I feel like people don't realize when they're listening to the show why we give him as much shit as we do. But when he is around, he's literally the fuck, when he's in a good mood, he's best person ever. And he is the funniest motherfucker ever. There's a reason why we all love him. We might talk a large amount of shit about him, but somewhere he's right now.
How's he gotta be large?
Because I talk a large amount of shit about him. I know what you're getting to. Quit.
What did I do?
Yeah, you know what you did.
Turn this around on me.
How you go? Calm down now. But, he's just, I really wish like he would interact with us more, but I also understand why he doesn't, because it's us. And
if I knew he would listen to this show, I probably wouldn't talk as much junk, but I know he's not going to, because you know why? He'd be like, God damn, I gotta download that app. Josh Terry probably costs $3.99 a month. Just send me the MP3. I don't want to have to get on there and do it.
Yeah. Fuck him. He would bitch about something.
You know, it's been a year since we went to the beach.
That's literally what I was fit to say. I had Baker Grissom and Mark Orrit was in here the other night. They drove down to talk about Baker's new song. It's coming out tomorrow, by the way. It's called Her On Out. Everybody thinks he spells it wrong. It's not Here On Out. It's Her On Out. Anyway, so I spent 45 minutes the other night looking for that sound clip that you were smart enough to record. I could not find it to save my life.
I think I got it. You're talking about the woman wearing the polo shirt?
Yep.
I got it saved.
So. Good, because we desperately need it. I need to plug it into a whole lot of shit a whole lot of times.
If you can mix it a bunch, you might could get some clear audio, but it's a straight up voice memo of us in a four-door truck.
I tried my best to explain to them that situation at that fucking water park where me and you was out there just bobbing our little asses
nobody
off.
Nobody else can figure out how to get through these lines. Well, while there's other people there trying to figure out and wait on Jose number 8 or whatever they got, you know, just go on up there and get in line. Next thing you know, you're going down the slide. Then everybody else is just fussing. Now, in their defense, this was not exactly COVID times, But it was
right
where
there after.
It was right there where everybody was making profit off of pretending it was COVID times.
Yep.
They done shut down three quarters of the park and then told you everything's open. And then once they get everybody in and they shut the gate, I said, good luck on them three slides and that one corn dog machine.
We got our money back, though.
Well, I don't know what you said other than the truth. But all I know is when Lee Tucker could not get extra liquor put into his 32-ounce slushie, he said, I'm out this bitch.
Can you imagine him standing there and that whatever person that is sitting there working at that fucking bar, and they're like, sir, we can't put more liquor in it. And he's like, there's a goddamn bottle right there.
I can't
imagine.
There's
a fucking slushy machine.
I can't imagine because I was right behind him when he said it. And he did one of them things. He said, it's fucking simple. That cup's 32 ounces. How about you stop at 26, you give me my 3 ounces, and then put another 3. We at 32. Can't do that, sir. He said, yes, fuck you can. It's simple math. Goddamn. And then he threw my towel down that he's been using all the time because he's the only person who comes to the beach without a towel. Got enough sense to know how to do 26 to 32.
You remember what that motherfucker said when the first day we got there and we had to walk down on the beach? And he was like, goddamn, that's a lot of sand.
Day one. We start off at
Panama.
It was a cool bar, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't Harpoon Harry's. What was it?
Pineapple Willie's.
And then you had some friends.
Yeah, we were going to walk down the
east side down the beach. And you said, hell, it ain't that far.
And, it wasn't.
It wasn't that far. We even drank a couple beers first.
Yeah.
And then we said,
took
hey,
our time.
You said, we have friends down this bar.
Yeah.
Down from the bar.
Let's walk down there.
Well, not to mention the scenery is beautiful.
So oh, absolutely.
Beaches are great. Girls
the beaches
are pretty,
are great.
Women, everybody's walking yeah. by. There's one man not too happy behind us with a 32-ounce cup and his flip-flops in his hand. 100 yards behind us, no matter how fast we walk.
Yeah, motherfucker. I literally from now on.
He said, God damn, we got to walk down that beach.
He said, how fucking far is it? And every time he told that story the rest of the fucking weekend, it went from being 500 yards to goddamn it was a mile and
honestly,
a half.
Honestly, you made him walk half a mile.
God forbid. You got to walk half a mile to goddamn beach.
5,280 feet.
That bitch
divided by two makes it. Let's just call it 2,600 feet.
Do you remember that he was so goddamn mad, too?
He didn't
too?
Walk back, did he?
Yeah,
we left him at the tent with them girls, didn't we?
No,
didn't
he
come
walked,
picked him up.
No, he walked back. That's what he asked us to do. He asked us to get – he wanted us to go get the car,
yeah.
pull it up to their condo,
yeah.
so he could walk through the bottom of their condo.
We didn't do that?
No.
Because why?
Because we wanted his ass to walk.
Oh, I thought we did that. I thought we left him there with
it wasn't goddamn
girls.
Curbside service for his ass.
I knew he was not happy after 8. I know one thing. He didn't touch sand again for 3 days because he didn't know where you was going to make him walk.
Boy, you ain't lying. I still tell folks, too, how he fucked you on going to Taco Bell that time, all that trip, to where he was like.
The last night or whatever?
Whatever night it was.
We played golf.
All day.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we're supposed to go out and eat and all this kind of good shit. And that he had picked out the place. He had picked out what he wanted. If you ever been to a restaurant with Lee Tucker, best thing that you could ever do is hope that place has an online menu to where he can look it up beforehand. Because if not, you waiting 45 minutes for him to place his order.
No. This is not a knock on Lee. We were the ones that went and played golf. We left and they gave us 18. And we didn't even tee off till 3 o'clock. So we didn't get back till about 7. Anybody knows in the summer, you're going to have a reservation, but there ain't no such things as reservations anymore.
Yeah.
So you got to be in line by about 7 p.m. because they quit serving at 9, which
yeah.
is beyond me. But
that's stupid.
Lee was in prove a point mode that night.
Boy, what?
So everyone we got there, he's like, well, we can't go here. Can't go there. I don't want to. Hell, if I wanted to go eat down there at the. At the bridge, I'd do that. I was like, it's a pretty good restaurant at the bridge. No.
He had picked it all out all day.
Yeah, he was not happy.
And me and you were a little bit buzzed from playing golf, to say the least, all day.
I was, because I won.
I haven't beat you yet.
Winners get a drink.
I haven't beat you yet. Speaking of winners, before I finished the Lee Tucker story, what did we end up, just so all these folks know that I ain't full of shit, what we end up shooting in Nashville at Old Hickory, along with some super talented people? And we ain't got to say who carried us, but, you know, we were part of the team.
Well, I carried us, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, it was you.
I just don't want to mess up my amateur status. Thank you for that. And the LPGA? Yeah. Look, man, they don't know about that sponsorship coming through yet.
A bit. If Dustin shaves his face, he can go play in the LPGA right now in 2022.
That's right. And I would proudly represent.
You should. The LPGA. I don't know why you don't.
You know how much money they make?
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't exactly recall what we shot. I know we tied
17
under.
It was 7 or 9 under. 17 under one. We was either 9 under or 7 under, and we tied Aaron Lewis.
Yeah, I was way off.
Yeah.
We were 11 under and tied for 9. Okay. That's what it was.
It was good. That was one of my funnest days ever, golf.
Dude, when we all met up at the like the circle that met from 11 and 17 or something like that. That's where the cart girl met us. Some people were teeing off this way. That's where we all took pictures and all that. That was a good time, man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite days of golf, without a doubt.
That was the fastest greens I've ever put it on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Take you somewhere to either tomorrow or Friday, way faster.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
There's a place over here called Southern.
There's no way they're faster.
There's a place over here that is super fucking nice. It's not private. It's called Southern Hills. And I'm telling you, it's like ice. It's like you're putting on ice, but the course is fucking beautiful. Course is beautiful.
All right. I've played on some good stuff. There's no way that they will be faster.
I have never seen greens as fast as this over here. It's going to fucking ride. But to go back to the Destin story, after we couldn't go eat the place that Lee had picked out, we ended up having to settle for Taco Bell. And somebody was mad as fuck that we had to go get Taco Bell. And you don't remember, he was like, well, fine then, I'll just fucking drive to Taco Bell. And then you ended up having to drive.
Oh, well, no. We gave all these other options.
Yeah.
Of places we could go, like little dive bars, get a burger, still hang out or whatever. He's like, fuck it. If I can't wear a suit and tie, I'll just go to Taco Bell. And I was like, well, do any of y'all want anything from Taco Bell? And some people started saying they want stuff. They're like, who's going to go? I was like, well, I'll drive, but Lee's going to go because he's the one who wants to eat. I'm not even getting nothing. Lee's like, yeah. Well, I guess you can drive us then. I'm like, I don't even want anything, but. And guess what? $45. I've never seen anybody. This ain't no shit. $45 worth of Taco Bell.
But he bought it for everybody, though.
Nope. That was him.
No, he got my food. I know he got my food, and I know he got Kate's food. I thought he bought everybody's food.
He may have, but I've never seen how you could spend $45 at a Taco Bell.
I'll show you.
What he had? He had like a... He had items. He had one of the menus I didn't know you had.
Secret menu at Taco Bell?
Yeah, he had things. Don't get me wrong. They were delicious.
Do you remember how quick his mood changed once he bit into
one?
Yeah,
he was fucking happy as fuck. Some bitch was like, let's fuck it. Let's go down there at the bridge.
I was like,
you hated the bridge earlier. He's like, let's go hang out with the people under the bridge. Catch crabs in a net. Build sandcastles.
I would love to see the sandcastle that motherfucker built.
I know what he'd do. He'd pay a motherfucker to build it for him.
And he'd sit there and bitch.
Take a picture. He'd take a picture of it when he got done. He'd be like, George, talking about, God damn it.
Diddy, did you see how pretty this sandcastle is?
Hey, Dad, come on. Look at
it. Diddy. Mark Oriott told me, he said it on the show other night, boy. God, it tickled me because I didn't know anything about this. I guess so. Last year, all of y'all were at Lake Martin together for a rider's retreat.
No, not me.
Okay, you wasn't there.
Yeah, you know, I'm from the state of Alabama.
And they didn't invite you?
You know how it is. Can't get invited to play at the lake. Hey, guess where my aunt has a lake house at? We've been coming to since I was 17 years old.
Oh, and thank you for inviting me next what, too. I'm looking forward to that shit. Yeah, but that's shitty.
Where is it at?
Lake Martin, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, shit, no. You know that other songwriting festival they got down there called the Frank Brown Songwriting Festival?
Yeah.
Never been invited to play there. But you know what? One of the songs I wrote, one song of the year, the Frank Brown thing. So you want to know what the music industry is like? It's like, never heard of her.
Yeah. She sounds horrible.
She is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because she's a he.
Yeah.
This year.
Next year.
You don't know what the trend in country music is. Right now, we're doing TikToks. You know, that's what's going to get you somewhere. Next year, you never know.
Never know. You might be fucking, you know, star of the year next year.
My song will be.
Yeah, there you go.
It's about the song.
There you go. But Mark sat there and told us the other night, the reason why he hates Lee, because everybody has a I love Lee to death attitude, but they all got a I hate Lee story. Lee invited Mark to ride with him down to Lake Martin.
Songwriter Festival. Yeah,
for everything, right? And Lee doesn't tell Mark until they get there that he's not going back to Nashville.
Well, that makes a lot of sense for old Mark, don't it?
He's going to Hazelhurst from there. And then the person who was going to end up taking... So Lee is pretty much saying to him, there's some other folks here. They're going back to Nashville. I'm sure you can catch a ride without ever telling Mark that he's going to have to catch a ride with somebody he don't know, because he doesn't know anybody else there. Well, the person he was going to end up riding with, they ended up totaling their vehicle out while they was there. Lee's happy ass already back in Hazelhurst. So,
boy, let me get straight. The festival is over. Lee goes to Hazelhurst. Somebody, while they're waiting to go back to Nashville, totals their vehicle.
Yep.
But
everybody,
Mark's like, not in it.
No, Mark's not in it. So, like, there's five.
Mark's just sleeping in the house or something.
Yeah. There's five people there that were riding back with the person who totaled their vehicle.
Gotcha. Somebody was going to take a bunch of people back and total their vehicle.
Total their vehicle.
That ain't good.
No. So, they're all stuck in Lake Martin. And you know who's nowhere to be found?
Lee Tucker.
Who invited Mark to ride with him on the way down there and didn't give him any of this information. So they end up having to get somebody from Nashville to drive to Lake Martin to pick them up and go back.
As the crow flies, it ain't that many miles. But as it gets there, it's about six.
It's 6 hours?
It's about five. But when you hit that Birmingham traffic, the 280 to get over there, it's 6 hours straight to southeast Alabama, where I live, around Enterprise.
6 hours?
It's 6 hours.
I swear it don't take that long for me to get there.
Well, no shit, because you ain't from Nashville.
From Nashville. Okay, I meant from
here. I'm trying to tell you is I get to go straight down, cut over to Montgomery, straight down 167. But those miles, when there ain't no roads, like to get here, me and you ain't that far apart at all.
No.
But the way Georgia works, it's like Tetris. It's like go east, go north. Go east, go north. Go west, go north. Go east, go north. Go east.
It all,
I just cut. There's no big road to Dothan like they should do.
Yeah. It's weird.
And that's not good, like, as farming goes. As many of them plants and pickup points and all that stuff there is, it's just little road, little town, down.
It doesn't take, I think from here to Lake Martin, it's like 3 hours. It don't take me very long to get to Lake Martin. Doesn't take long. And I think the Enterprise, it doesn't take long.
Well, again, you're meeting in the middle. So every number we're telling you from Nashville is going to be half of what you think.
Yeah. Anyway, moral of this story is fuck Lee Tucker. I want to send out like a fucking mass Instagram message to all of our friends that are like actually been around Lee. And I want everybody to at some point in time send me or do a Zoom call with me or come to the studio and just tell their I hate Lee Tucker story. Like, what made you go from just like being obsessed with him to all of a sudden you're like, what a fucking asshole. Even though we love him still. But anyway, enough about that fucker. Let's get to where we need to with all this. You know what I think would make this like even better since you're gonna be here? You're here till Saturday morning, right?
Oh yeah. I'm here with you.
Yeah, till Saturday morning.
And then you're going with me.
Yeah. Well, are you coming? What are you doing after your show?
I gotta play in Nashville Sunday morning. Sunday morning. It's like the 11 o'clock show. And then I got a big rider show at Live Oak Sunday.
And are you staying in? I guess you would be staying in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with Lee.
Oh, you are?
He don't know yet. But I ain't going to give an option. He'd be like, well, I just mopped the floors. I ain't letting no new feet come in.
If he hears this episode, there's no way.
He's not going to hear it anyway.
I'm thinking, though, like, I'm thinking if I can go with you. How are you just going for the day?
No, I'm going to play Sunday, write Monday, and then come down Tuesday.
Come back Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Well, I know, like, I wanted to go this weekend because CMA Fest, not because CMA Fest, but the end of it. Because I figure there's people in town that are going to be like at Live Oak that wouldn't normally be at Live Oak. It's good for networking, meeting folks or whatever and everything. And like Nick from Raised Rowdy said, he's going to introduce me to some folks to get on the show and everything. So, like, it's where.
Man, when I didn't get one of the actual CMA stages, I was like, I'm good. One of those things, like, I'm good. I'll go make money and let y'all fight the crazy panel of people in there.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with all the fucking people.
It's going to be a bunch of people.
There's way too many fucking people.
But, I mean, I guess technically I did get a CMA thing, but it ain't being on Broadway and all that good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Legit things. We're past that. We're not just a Facebook, what do you call it?
A post?
No, the screen they put over it, and you can put your picture in it. Laser, the template.
The template.
Like, oh, this is where I'm at CMA week. You're at the same open mic you were last week. It's fine.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
So I got a good idea, and I haven't done this before, but I think this would be a really good idea. Let's save the songs we were going to play for like tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
And let's talk for a few more minutes and bullshit, or we'll cut it in just a second, and we'll just piece these together. Like, we'll do it to where we went and go played a little golf, come in here, play the songs. We'll bullshit about, like, golf a little bit, too. And have
this your show. You just tell me what we want to do.
I think that's what we're going to do.
I think we just did a little too long of
bullshitting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know nothing about nothing.
Obviously.
I can play a song right now, boy.
No. I don't care if you want to. What we'll do is we'll save that. We'll make them wait. We'll turn this into, instead of doing that, I'll release this. We'll talk for about 20 more minutes bullshitting. I'll release this as part one of you being here, and then we'll do another one. This is like a preview to all the shit that, because, I mean, we should have tried to get, like, Macy's punk ass so she could talk about Floribama with us, too. And how much fun, like, she had.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad we get to do this. This is basically writing a journal,
mm-hmm.
except we're just talking a journal. So, I don't know how much more time I
No, you good. We got plenty of time. We got 19 minutes.
Well, like, you know, back in the day, people used to write down every little thing they did. They'd be like, you know, June 30th, I went to the Floribama. I met this young lady from North Carolina. I believe her name was Macy. Shit, nowadays we just post pictures and tell stories and do whatever. Like, hung out with this dude, did this, blah, blah, blah. Next thing I know, I'm offshore, and I'm sunburned on the back of my legs.
How'd that feel that next day on the back of that, on that damn, you remember when I walked up to you and slapped you on the back and I forgot you sunburned?
Yeah, that was the day after.
That was rough.
You were like, what's up, brother? I love you. And I was like, ugh.
Oh, let me tell you this. You remember the guy that was sitting there that was like my, like a ex-family member of mine?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Okay, so
he was kin to you.
So that entire time, I thought he was the person who was married to my aunt. He wasn't the person that was married to my aunt. He was the brother to the person that was married to my aunt. He finally pulled me to the side and corrected me, because I literally have not seen this since I was like five. But when he said his last name, I was like, oh, shit, you used to be married to my aunt. And it wasn't him. It was his brother. But let me tell you what this dude did. This dude stuck Macy with like a $250 bar tab.
How?
He got upset and left. Like he got emotional with me, like talking about some stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen like folks around me when they do this, but for some reason, some people just like
to make people cry.
Yeah, people like to pour their hearts out to me, whether they've listened to the show or whatever. And that's cool. I like it in a good bit. But like, while I'm sitting there beach drunk, and like, you want to start pouring your heart out to me. Like, I didn't cut him off or anything. And like, we went on about it. And he was even like talking. He was telling Macy and all them. He was like, you should have seen him play sports back in the day. And I was like, bitch, I wasn't that good. Like, I appreciate it.
He knocked that ball off that tee.
Yeah.
He'd run.
He was hail.
He'd run hard.
He was like telling me how proud and stuff he was of me and all this kind of stuff.
So
just
that
nice,
was
good.
Your aunt's ex-husband's brother.
Yes.
And he got that emotional.
Yeah, got super emotional.
And then decided the best thing to do was to just leave.
Leave and not pay his tab. And he'd been ordering all of us shots and drinks.
Right. Ain't he from there, though?
Yeah.
So why didn't they just say, your stuff's on him? Why'd they make us do it?
I don't know. Macy ended up getting stuck with it, and I tried to give her the money for it, and she's like, no, don't worry about it. You've already took care of so much. Like...
Is this you telling me I owe you money?
No. But you stayed with us one night. You stayed with us.
Calm down now. Don't get emotional.
I'm not. That's later.
Next time you start crying, you can walk out of here too.
Hey, bitch, I've done it around you. You don't remember that night that you was done. You was seepy. That night at, I think it might have been the last time I was in Nashville.
Nah.
It was a rough night.
Nobody cries in Nashville, son. They just take your dreams.
I literally almost cry every time I leave there. I don't know. Do you get real emotional like after you've been, like, if you get real drunk and then the next day, along with your hangover, do you ever find yourself like more emotional than normal?
I find myself more, I think... If I am under the influence of any kind of drugs or alcohol or anything like that, I am happy and I'm in touch with emotions.
Yeah.
Because I push.
When he says drugs, by the way, it takes Zoloft and stuff is what he's saying.
No. I don't mean like that. I mean like literally if I was like smoke a little.
Okay.
Or you know, anything like just anything that's supposed to be cool.
Yeah.
I think I get in touch with it. And I'm okay. I'm like, oh, it's not so bad to be uptight all the time or whatever. And I see somebody else's point of view. But then the next day, shit, no. I don't feel bad for myself, nobody else. I'm like, get up and hate life too and go to work and hate it. It's going to be hot, by the way, outside, and you just going to have to deal with it.
I get, like, it doesn't matter what it is. The next day after, like, a good drunk, I'm a fucking cry. Like, it could be anything.
Really?
I don't know what it is. Like, and I'm not I'm an emotional person regardless, but the next day after a good drunk, I'm talking about you can see a fucking Hallmark commercial come on TV or something like that, and it's just like tears.
No, I can do it at about 3 a.m. when everybody else went to sleep, and I'm sitting there watching something, and I see it, and I'm like, I get it. And then hold it in. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. And then the next day I'm mad because I'm like, I bet you cried last night.
Bitch.
Did you ever do that again?
I let mine out.
No, it's a good thing to do. I just told you how I did it.
Yeah.
You don't know how much I cried, though, when I did see the homework.
I wish I could have seen your ass throwing up off that boat. Last
there was no throwing up.
It was just dry heaving.
It was wishing I could throw up.
It's fucking...
I knew when I showed up, to give y'all some context, the very last night of afternoon in Floribama.
You started playing at 1 o'clock. You started playing at 12. We didn't get there till 1 o'clock.
We get done at 4. And it was just, you know, day 4 of being at the Floribama. Drank beers on stage. Jake Blue and I did a good job.
Everything I like that dude.
Great. It was a good time.
I like that dude.
Jake played some great.
Doesn't he have a song coming out with Trey this week or next?
It's coming up. I'm not as sure about what day it is. It's called Hank Thang, but y'all need to go pre-save that. You can't miss it. It's H-A-N-K Thang.
Hank Thang.
Jake Blue, B-L-E-A-U.
That was cool.
And obviously, you know how to spell Trey Lewis. There's a dick in his name. Down in Dallas.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a good time that night. And the next day, I thought the best thing, or that afternoon, the best thing I thought to do was just drink liquor and then get on a boat at fucking 5 a.m. When the wind's blowing in your face and it's calm and you feel sick, you know when you go around that Dixie bar out there to the actual Gulf, it's fixing to suck. And it was sucked for 9 hours.
God.
All I did was listen to XM radio. I made myself a little fort of cushions. I laid on the cushions, put a couple more over my head so there's no sunburn going on, and they fished for 7-8 hours.
Do you remember the text messages that you were sending me the first night there when the girls got into it because they were so drunk? Have you went back and read them?
What did I say? I don't like this. I don't want
to
be here.
Hold on. I'm going to read them to you because they're not bad.
Okay. Well, you can read them because they have no idea.
Little bit of context, by the way. First night we were there, some of the girls that were with us drank a little too much, kind of got into it. And
so we just went from the last day back to the first day.
First day, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
We're not very good at storytelling right now.
I'm not.
Anyway, so this is literally what you send me as they're arguing. I had went and I had found I went and got into the room with the other girls because I wasn't finna sit here and listen to them. I didn't want to hear them argue. So you send the following text message, and you did them one at a time. Help. Downstairs. I'm at the door. This one, I want you to explain this to me if you can. Outsider. Then, hate you, LOL. Don't leave your situation. And then the last one was, I made a tent. One at a time.
Slide it over so we can see the time stamp.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see the time stamp. 4:11, 4:11, 4:12, 4:12, 4:12, 4:13, 4:13.
Okay. I made all those decisions very quickly. As you can tell. I had 180 seconds, which is 3 minutes to make all those decisions. First one was, help. I don't want to be down here by myself. Second one was, I guess I can be here, but I'm going to hide. Two was, I'm going to build a tent and hide. Let them go crazy. When you didn't open that door, I was like, don't worry about it.
You know what's funny, though? You were knocking on the wrong door. I wasn't in that room. I was in the other room. I didn't realize why you were saying outsider, but you meant...
I meant outside. I just... Yeah. I knew I walked up there. I'm like, come on, open the door. But I didn't want to just bust in on these women, but I'm like, I don't want to be downstairs with that. So you know what I did? I took that mattress, that pull-out mattress. There's a gap about 2 feet between that and the couch. So I just put a couple of cushions above it and wrapped myself up in a blanket and went up under that. They just hollered and yelled at each other. I just went to sleep happy as I could be.
And they ended up snuggling with each other. I hate women.
No. One of the women left at a certain point, and they hugged it out. And then Macy was down there. She's like, well, I can't go to my room now. I was like, well, I'm supposed to sleep here. And she said, okay. And she kind of gave me that look up and down. I said, only thing I got to warn you about is I snore really bad.
They complained about me and you snoring so fucking bad.
You don't want to be down here with me? I said, I'm not going to do anything to you. I already in my fort. I'm happy. She said, don't sleep in your fort. And I said, well, I'm telling you, I'm finna snore bad now. Woke up the next morning, same exact spot I went to sleep. You know what she said? You didn't even try to touch me last night. You didn't even roll over. You didn't do nothing.
Because we know how to fucking act.
I said, but did I quit breathing? Oh, definitely. You have sleep apnea.
I could hear you from upstairs. I know you had to hear me from downstairs.
No, I don't even know.
Do you know how we were talking about this other night? Me and Mark, they thought it was so weird when me and you ended up taking a nap on the pull-out mattress together. And I was trying to explain it.
Obviously, they never been on the beach like we had, because we started at 6:30 that morning. And then, you know what put us to bed? The cheese curl tray with...
Oh, fuck. I forgot about
the cheese curl tray.
I barely remember it.
The cheese ball.
Cheese ball.
It's not a legit cheese ball. It's Macy holding this white trash version of a hors d'oeuvre
charcuterie tray or whatever whatever it is, charcuterie board or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah,
call it earword.
Yeah, whatever. I can't say it.
We ate all that. And you're like, all right,
night.
Night, girls.
We didn't give a shit.
We're gonna drown this with some Mountain Dew.
Boy. They were like, and I was joking about with them. I was like, well, they clearly have never like been on a guy's trip or been on the road with like a musician or whatever. Like me and you sleeping butt to butt ain't shit. Like, and a pull-out mattress is kind of nice compared to probably some single bed I've had to sleep in with Lee Tucker before.
Oh, because you know he's getting 3/4 of it, whether he takes it up or not. He owns that 3/4. You can find a way to lay on your shoulder, bitch.
Yeah.
Don't care. He don't want you to touch him on that 1/4 that he's got.
He's got to spread it.
Now he got to figure it out.
He's got to breathe. He's got to let all of it breathe.
Yeah, we woke up that next day and was like, oh, I had to play. We had to play that night. Oh, Jake come into town that night.
That's right. Jake come to the condo that morning.
And then we had to go figure out where to park and all that.
That was a whole
lot. People like our life so easy. It's very complicated.
It's very complicated.
There's a lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts.
Yeah, if we're not fucking it up, our buddy sitting next to us.
throw a woman in there, a couple of women in there.
And me having the disability and not being able to read worth of shit. That's where the blue jeans came into play. I don't know if I told you this. Like, I would.
Oh, that's the one. Now we're going back to the last day again.
Well, I thought that you had told me you was playing in the same place. I was like, okay. I can wear my pants over there because I knew we were going into the bar after that. And I wanted to look good the last day, try to, you know, not bring sand back home with me, something else.
One last try.
And we get there and you're like, no. And you sent me a picture of you on the beach. And I'm like, motherfucker.
I guess the text message that said playing the beach bar, obviously on the Floribama side.
I thought the other one was
ha,
the beach bar.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, it's my fault.
At noon.
And in all fairness, I had like 3 hours of sleep. I sat up every single night listening to music with those girls. Every single night. Just hanging out.
Are you the one been giving all them streams?
Yep.
You pass out with your phone on and it plays for 5 hours straight. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, drink another one, by the way.
I will.
Here, let's give you another one so you can stream some more of my shit.
Hey, tonight. We got about 4 devices in here that we can just let play all night long and put it on repeat. And when you wake up in the morning, it'll
so
be
I
like.
You can be king of the bots.
You can be king. You could be like at 100,000. How many is it at now?
Mine?
Yeah.
Shit, I think it ain't be like 26,000.
We got to get those numbers up. Nah, it's too good.
It's real numbers, though.
Yeah, it's good, though, dude. That's good.
You know what blows my mind? We're looking at it today. There are people that are on, like, major playlists that literally only have, like, one song.
Yeah.
If you put them in a bar situation and said, hey, play for an hour and a half, anything. Anything you want. Your songs, covers, or whatever. They would shit their pants, go back home to mama.
Speaking of that.
It don't make no sense, man.
This was the first time I'd ever been anywhere with you where, like, you kind of got loosey-goosey on stage. And, like, there was some rap song that you ended up, or R&B song that you played when we was on the beach. And when you did it, I was like, he was just having fun up there.
If you want to go and take a ride with me with three women when the flow and the goes ease, oh, why do I live this way?
Must be the money.
Man, that's what I grew up doing. Yeah. I mean, we all grew up listening to those songs. Like,
I like that shit.
How do you not know how to, like, play what you grew up listening to? Country, rap, rock, whatever it is.
I think that was really cool. I just never seen that side of you. Like, it's because I think your time we're around each other, like, you're being super serious.
Well, you got to be at certain shows. You're doing your thing, but a real show, when you have time, to show all the stuff you're into, you got to just. You also got to read the crowd. See what they're into. Like, obviously, I probably didn't pull that off in Fort Worth. Like,
oh yeah, you probably
they might not have been into it. But then again,
you never know.
I slide into Austin, all of a sudden that's cool shit. Point is, like, I just love music, all kinds of music, and I don't know what I'm into one day to the next. One day I want to cry. One day I want to laugh. One day I want to drink. One day I want to smoke. Whatever. You never know, man.
Well, I dug it. And I think that's good enough for part one of your trip. Hell, we might do three shows while you're here. We might do one every day, this bullshitting.
Well, we definitely bullshitted this one. But I don't think it's bullshit. I think we're just bullshitting. That should be the name of the show. It ain't bullshit. We just bullshit.
Actually, that's what we'll name it. I'll name that episode this. That's good.
Well, Josh, you the man. Appreciate you, bro.
Anytime, brother. I'll tell you this. You showed me my new favorite beach, by the way, too. I will only go down there, Gulf Shores, from now on. When I go to the beach, that's my favorite place. It's not too touristy in that bar, even though I'm pretty sure, like, I got to take a fucking loan out to go.
You might not be allowed back in there, so just lay low for a few months.
Oh, no. Weeks, at least. They liked my card.
We'll be back. Oh, they like your car.
Oh, no, they'll let
some bitch works. Ain't no chip failure.
They finna let me the fuck back in.
First of all, it's cash only. Only on 4th of July and Memorial Day, so you good.
I didn't know that. Anyway, well, once again, y'all please go follow Dustin on Instagram, TikTok, at Dustin Heron Music. All the rest of his stuff. His new album's called Acquired Taste. And tomorrow, Friday, we're going to do another episode, and he's going to play you some of those songs off of there. In the meantime, go make some fucking videos with his sounds and share the fucking show. Sound good to you? Take your time.
Great.
All right, folks. Well, thank y'all for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. Me and Dustin will be back mañana.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.